but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Really good weekend for Oregon and Oregon State baseball as the baseball bracket is out. The 64 teams with a chance to get to Omaha know where they're playing in the regionals. And, of course, the Oregon Ducks hosting a regional, Oregon State hosting a regional. People asked me at the beginning of the year, they said, what are the odds that Oregon and Oregon State could host? Like, they wouldn't do that, right? No. If you are good enough, the baseball committee will allow you to host a regional, and both these teams are good enough. They're both in the top 16, and the Ducks getting the 12 seed, and of course Oregon State getting the 8 seed, and so it'll be baseball palooza coming up this weekend. And we'll start with Oregon on tomorrow's show. It'll be Oregon State coach Mitch Canham. He'll join us tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. But today we're going to Eugene. Mark Wasikowski, the Oregon baseball coach, he's got it cooking. The Ducks will be hosting this regional. It'll be Arizona and Cal Poly playing Friday at 1 o'clock in Eugene. And then the nightcap will be Oregon against Utah Valley at 6 o'clock. Mark Wasikowski joining us. How are you feeling about this?
Really good. One of 64 teams that has a chance to win a national championship, so it's better than the alternative, that's for sure.
The season is a journey. Are you okay with people getting on the bandwagon at this point?
Yeah, the more the merrier. Heck yeah. I love it. We've worked hard to earn the fans' support. You know, for the last four weekends, we've sold PK Park out, which tells me that the fans are appreciating what they're seeing, or else they wouldn't pay their money to come and see it. It is a little interesting because, you know, the fans, they may think it's a football game because, you know, you're not allowed to ever lose in football because, you know, you only play, 10 or 12 of them a year and can't lose. And in baseball, you know, you play 56 of the regular season games, and so there's a little bit of that football mindset that says if you ever lose a game, then we're going to be mad at you, which, you know what, I kind of like. I like the fact that the standard's really high, and I'm just pumped that PK Park is flat-out packed, and the fans love it.
You probably anticipated your hosting, but then you get to see the draw, and you see who's in your little bracket there. How are you feeling about the matchups and the other teams coming to Eugene?
Anybody who's playing right now is good. So, you know, matchups are just, it's whatever. I mean, you got to play good, right? So, you know, whoever you're playing, you got to play well against in order to advance. And so, this tournament's real simple. It's double elimination, last team standing to be able to advance to the Super. So, that, you know, that's the goal. You want to be the last team standing.
You get Utah Valley on Friday. What do you know about them?
Old, you know, they're a bunch of old guys. They got probably their best arm is a redshirt senior left-hander that's, you know, got a good arm, and he's just old burly guy that's out there, you know, chucking it. Wyoming kid, you know, their next arm is a guy that's got a rocket for an arm. A kid named Kennedy who's 94 to 97. They're just a bunch of old guys that are pumped to probably be in postseason play. They had to win the conference tournament to get in, and they did. I think all these teams did. And so, you know, it's a field with a bunch of teams that are fresh off a conference tournament win. And Utah Valley is just a bunch of old guys that are have really good offensive numbers. You know, I think they've got four or five guys that have double-digit home runs. They love to steal bases. They got 142 stolen base attempts, which is an awful lot. And, you know, I think they've only had five sacrifice bunts this year. So that's going to tell you what they want to do. They want to get in there, and they want to beat you with their bats. They want to swing, and they're a bunch of old guys. So I don't think a bunch is going to get under their skin, but I'd love for PK Park to come alive and test that.
Yeah, look, that home field, I think, is worth a lot. Tell me what you've learned or what your team's learned, because you've been there. You've been to Omaha. You know the experience. But what has your team learned that maybe can help with this upcoming weekend?
They were Texas A&M last year. Yeah, that's a lot of learning right there because, you know, that's as tough of a venue as I've ever seen in college baseball. And I've been to all the ones that they say are awesome. Texas A&M's about as good as it gets when it comes to a crowd base. Like, they're organized. They get it. They show up for BP to get you out of your game. And so, I mean, our guys had to deal with that. If they could deal with that, and they did, they managed to just fine. We played well out there. We just ran short on pitching in the Super Regionals last year. Hey, they've been to two regionals and two Super Regionals in a row. That's a lot of experience, and you're sure hoping that pays off here now with this year.
You didn't go as deep as you wanted in the Big Ten tournament, but there's a silver lining there. You got some rest for your pitching staff. How are the arms right now?
Well, the arms are good. We're in a good spot with our pitching, I think. I don't think there's any real issues there. You know, we had a little bit of rest from the conference tournament with a couple of our guys. You know, just the conference tournament, I mean, we only played two games in it. We went 1-1. And the way the structure is you got to go 2-0 in your pool to be able to advance, and we didn't. We lost to the home team, Nebraska. Well, it's supposed to be a neutral site, but we lost to the home team, Nebraska. That was just, you know, what a venue that was. You know, home side, home place where the College World Series is, 20 minutes away from Lincoln, Nebraska, and the place is all red. You know what I mean? The place is all red with Nebraska fans, and between 10 and 20,000 Nebraska fans for our game and also that next game versus UCLA for the championship when they won it. So, you know, we just got back from a road weekend, and we did get a little bit of rest on a couple of our arms, which I think should help them.
You know, the experience there in Omaha, did your guys look around and go, hey, let's get back here? Was that said?
Yeah, it was said. And you can tell, you know, when we first pulled into town from Iowa, it was a long trip. We were out for 11 days. We won the conference championship at Iowa on their field. We swept them. And then we roll into Omaha that night with a trophy in hand, and when we rolled into Omaha, boy, everybody was sitting up straight. You know, I mean, it was awesome to see the look on the guys' faces in the bus, and you could tell they really want to be in the biggest tournament of the year, and that's at the very end here after regionals and super regionals. But you got to earn your way in. It's not like you don't get handouts on this gig, and I think our guys know that.
What would it mean to you? Because I know when you came to Oregon, you had goals. What would it mean to you to take this team, this program, to back to Omaha in a College World Series?
It'd mean an awful lot. You know, program 2009 is when the thing got brought back. So, you know, it hadn't been around for very long. You know, Coach Horton got the thing back going, and then they brought me in and they said, hey, you know, I mean, we really want to see this thing get to postseason play every year and have a chance to be knocking on the door to Omaha. And we've been able to do that. We haven't gotten to Omaha yet, but it'd be a big deal. I told Pat Kilkenny that I'd get this program to Omaha or die trying. So I really don't want to be dying trying. I'd like to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we've got a good ball club. You got to catch some breaks, though, in these tournaments. And, you know, kind of like the Big Ten Conference Championship, you know, when Nebraska – they win the dang tournament, and literally with two outs in the ninth against – Michigan State in their first game, you know, they were losing with two outs in the ninth. Guy hits fly ball to right field, and the guy drops it. Kind of like when Oregon State won a national championship after Arkansas with two outs in an inning, just drops the pop-up. And then the next thing you know is it turns into more, and the other team ends up winning. And so, you know, we've seen that. It just happened in the conference tournament with Nebraska. You got to get some breaks, and you got to get some breaks to be able to advance in these tournaments. And hopefully the baseball gods are on our side.
You know, you guys hosting, and I thought the committee got it right. Oregon State's hosting. Gosh, it would be great to see you guys both in Omaha, and it kind of underscore what you said on this show earlier in the season. You said, hey, there's great baseball being played here, and I think people who don't know it now or didn't know it before must know it now.
Best on the West Coast, you know, and two of the best teams in the entire country. And you know, I mean, now you've got two of the three hosts on the entire West Coast are in the state of Oregon, so that happened. You know, the two best teams are in the state of Oregon. That happened. Now we get a chance to be able to earn our way to the College World Series, and so both of us have that obviously on our radar screen. But yeah, fans should be pretty spoiled. I mean, it's hard to do. It's hard to be hosting regionals when there are only 16 sites out there in the entire country. You know, the game's moved quite a bit by the teams in the southeastern part of the United States, specifically in the Southeastern Conference. And so for Oregon and Oregon State to be doing what they're doing, it's really unique. And I do know that the fan base you know, by as much love as I get from Duck fans and now as much hate as I get from Oregon State fans, it's fantastic. I mean, yeah. it really is great to see that there is a renewed rivalry. There's a bitterness. There's a hate of the opposing teams, which, you know, that's all healthy when it comes to rivalries and the Civil War rivalry between us and Oregon State. I think it's fantastic, and I'm glad that it's back on the map.
Mark Wasikowski with us, the Ducks hosting part of the regionals and hopefully heading on to a super regional and getting to Omaha. Coach, help us know one of your players. Pick somebody on your roster, just throw a dart. You know, we always hear about the guys hitting the home runs or throwing the shutouts, but help us know a guy who should be in the lineup so that when fans walk into the stadium, maybe they've never walked or never watched before, they could know one of your players.
Well, I'm going to give you one that's not in the lineup much at all, but he's an absolute chief of a grinder, and that's Zach Justice. I mean, this dude wears number 66. He's a catcher for our program. I mean, he probably takes more punishment down there in the bullpen from catching pitches, getting guys ready, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, and yet he's absolutely an awesome dude, a worker in the weight room, you know, kind of guy you can probably, you know, just sit by go to a barbecue with and go fishing with kind of guy. He's just an awesome dude. You got him. You know, I think he's an awesome young fella just to be able to be around, and he rubs off on you the right way. And so, that's one. And then I'd also say maybe a guy like, we got a lot of good dudes.
I know, it's hard to pick. Give me, just somebody that, because I love that, because people can look down into the bullpen now and see number 66 catching, and they're going to know something about that kid, you know, and it feels like that connects people with the program in a weird way.
Well, he's an awesome dude. You know, and the other guy I probably throw out there, Ian Umlott, you know, number 24, he's just a lefty, you know, he's not overpowering, he's not a guy that's just out there chucking, you know, darts left and right, but, you know, all he does is win. He goes out there and he pitches. He's moving the ball, wiggling the ball a little bit here and there, and he's just a guy that, you know, when he first got in here, he was borderline going to get cut. You know, he just wasn't very good, and he wasn't an awesome student. He wasn't doing things right. He wasn't taking care of himself the way he needed to. Totally flipped everything. Worked his way into everything he's getting these days, and he's just a real success story of a human being. And I mean, I love the kid. He's got energy. He's always diving around the infield in pregame, and he's a pitcher, right? and you don't see pitchers robbing home run balls and diving for, you know, he's probably our second best shortstop. Put it that way, and he's left-handed. So one of these days I might get him in late in the game to be, you know, put the gear on him and get a left-handed catcher's glove. He's just that kind of kid who's just playing baseball. He looks like a 12-year-old on the field every day.
I love that. All right, Mark Wasikowski, go get it Friday. It'll be a big opportunity for people who haven't, if you haven't seen a game, either tune in or show up and support Oregon baseball.
Yeah, don't get frustrated, fans, either. They're building more seats, and so there's more standing room only seats in the outfield being built right now. I know the thing's sold out, but it's we're getting more seats in there for you.
I love that. Let's put another 5,000-7,000 there. Let's build that thing out.
Shoot, I'll talk to Mr. Knight. We'll see if we can get it done and put a roof on it for early season games. That'd be awesome.
There you go. All right, thanks, Coach.
Take care, guys.
Take care, man. Mark Wasikowski and the Oregon Ducks, 6 o'clock Friday, Southern Utah. On the other side of the bracket, of course, lurking Arizona sitting on the other side of that bracket, and Cal Poly. They'll play the 1 o'clock game on Friday. Ducks play Utah Valley on 6 o'clock. And then the winners will play the following day on Saturday at 6 o'clock. The losers in an elimination game will take place on noon on Saturday. So check it out. Oregon trying to get themselves from this regional into a super regional situation. And then, of course, waiting beyond that, potentially, Omaha.